children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh. And Eddie, with a man in his pajamas and a dog chain tied to his wrists and ankles. What the?
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
And welcome to the 21st episode of Rebel Force Alliance, a Star Wars podcast, a Star Wars Galaxy Heroes podcast about the mobile game. I am your holly jolly host, Edinar, and I'm joined by Chris Kringle Coleman over there. How you doing over there, Coleman?
I'm having a holly jolly Christmas. What about you?
I am just Santa-rific. If you couldn't tell, this is going to be our holiday episode. Because I am obsessed with Christmas, and you can all deal with it. So, yeah, I even like the Star Wars Christmas. I went there.
Yes, you deal did. With I it. I cannot believe you went there.
I went there. I watch, literally, I start watching Christmas movies mid-November. Thanksgiving is something that gets in the way. Yes.
No.
I'm one of them. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, well, we are without Dave tonight. He is dealing with some sick children. We're going to see if he can hop on if the kids go to bed. But we are without Dave this year for the rest of 2017. Because I will put this out there now. This is going to be our last episode of the year. Because yeah. I will be on vacation next week, and I am not recording while on vacation. Sorry. I know. But I'll be day
Shame
drinking. I'll be day drinking a lot and playing
fine,
the
then.
Game.
That's
okay. So I think I'm going to go deep sea fishing. So that should be fun. So I'm looking forward to it. But as far as the game goes, we actually had a content update happened today, and it wasn't like, hey, 2 hours after you're done recording, we're going to drop a content update. Like, it has happened numerous other times. So,
well, I told you, man, it's like, right after I get off work.
You know, you and your silly Hawaiian time throws me off. You're like, after I get off work, I'm like, I've been off work for like 4 hours. So,
yeah, I haven't.
So, the highlights of this is the CLS event is coming back. That's basically the big thing. That there's a lot more to come with it, but the CLS event is coming back on December 28th. So, we have that to look forward to. No new events, no new... Yeah, I know a lot of speculation has been out there about new characters. So, no new characters, but we are going to get the CLS event back. So, we will start from the top here. First, Coleman, how has your week been in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes?
Oh, it's been super fun. TIE Silencer is now 7-star. He's a monster. And, let's see. Probe Droid is now the highlight of my game.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Because he's sitting there at gear 12 right now, and he's blowing up everyone.
I want him so bad.
It's like, okay, BB-8 and Rey are out there. Hey, they hit my probe droid. Well, BB-8's gone.
Yeah. Alright, you might be able to answer this for me. Is going up against Rey teams now, with my Raid Han, who should I be stunning first? Because, like, it's one of those things. They're all kind of a catch-22. Like, because if you go for R2 so he doesn't smokescreen everyone, well, then he'll just get dispelled by Rey. You know what I mean? Or if you put it on Rey, then she'll just get smokescreened. Like, it's like, oh, what do I do? Where do I go with it? So who would you stun first?
I would go ahead and stun BB-8, because he's generally going to have the first move.
Okay.
Because so he'll go and use secret intel, but if he's stunned, he skips that first turn.
Okay, because he's faster generally than, like, Ray will be.
From what I've seen.
Yeah, because, like...
Seems like
because you do run like, the risk of Ray being faster, and then she just dispelling, and then it's like, okay, well, that was a wasted stun.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So the probe droid, loving it. Loving every aspect of it.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Christmas carols.
Yep.
Are you playing Christmas music in the background? I'm kind of proud of you.
Yeah, I am. Just for you.
Oh, see? I like this. I mean, it's no Michael Bublé Christmas special, but, you know I'll take it.
Okay.
but we digress.
This is happening right now, yes.
From our awesome Christmas music. So... Let's dig into the content update. So the first thing is Happy Holidays from Capital Games. So they said, you know, they're going to be giving us all a Christmas present for the holiday season that will be coming on December 25th. And what we will be doing is getting one full set of health mods, 5 stars, green or better.
And I will take all of those.
Right?
With joy. With Christmas joy,
with a holly jolly, and my heart growing 2 sizes like the Grinch. Take this.
So is it? I guess it's just 2 health mods.
A full. Oh God! What? No, it'd have to be a full set, like 6.
A full set though is 1. Is 2? I'm sorry, 2.
But I mean. I don't know. I still think it's 6.
I'm curious what that entails.
I'm gonna go 6. I'm gonna go 6.
I'm gonna be optimistic if we're here with you too and go 6. But
see, you're screwed though, because every prediction I make, 100% wrong. That's true. Last week when I said I didn't think Ray was gonna be that raid viable. And then McMull's like, hey, I just did $30 million with her. Well,
yeah, but that's McMull. He plays devil's advocate to you like 24-7, let's face it.
All right, fair. So we get a full set of health mods. We're hoping 6, green or better. All right. Mm-hmm. And then we're all hoping, be like, hey, is my arrow a speed arrow? That's awesome. And then we also are going to be getting 5 Wampa Shards.
And
who doesn't want Wampa Shards?
I don't
so
care if
good.
5, I'll take it.
Yeah. And then we get 250,000 credits, 10 3-star training droids, and 100 sim tickets.
Yeah. I think instead of the 3 training droids, or the 10 training droids, I would have rather seen like 20 or 40 purple mats.
Yeah, I think people are burned out. Like everyone's like, all right, I got the training droids, I'm set. Yeah. But we're thinking of it from our point of view of we've been playing the game for so long, and the majority of players probably in this game still need training droids.
Yeah, I know because a lot of people complain to me about like, oh, the only thing holding me back from a Zeta is these purple mats.
That's me.
And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Not me.
I'm still rocking 70 Omegas over here.
Oh, well, I'll trade you. I will trade you 400 purples for 10 Omegas.
Deal. CG, make this happen. Just swap our accounts like that.
Because do you even realize that won't even put a dent in my purple mats?
Yeah, see? And it'd be glorious for me. See, yeah, this needs to happen.
I'm approaching 1,500 purple mats, and it's getting ridiculous now.
All right. So, a couple of thoughts about this. Awesome that we're getting this. two slight tweaks I would add to this. One, I kind of wish we wouldn't have known, and it would have been a surprise. Kind of like the anniversary, like, hey, you're going to be getting a Christmas present on the 25th. Log in that day to see what it is, and then us open it and finding it for ourselves, like a present. But what would have been... go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, I kind of see that the... Like, this is their last post or update for a while, so...
The other thing I would have wanted is I want the 12 days of Christmas. So, like, the 12 days leading up, and they just keep getting bigger. So, like, day one, you log in, you get 5 purple mats. You know what I mean? Like, and then the next day you might get maybe an Omega or, you know, 100,000 credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do, like, the 12 days of Christmas, and we don't, they don't tell us what they are. So every day you have to log in for that day to get the reward. And then, like, on Christmas, it's like, Merry Christmas, and then you get something like this. I just, I think, like, the 12 days of Christmas surprise, like, every day you log on, get something, would be super fun. Like, now granted, I'm not upset with this at all. I'm super happy about this, because I want my Wampa shards. Because I'm hoarding for Wampa now.
Yeah, I'm all in on Wampa right now. I've got all my bayonets for my Imperials, so I'm good.
Yeah, I just want more Christmas-themed things. So, that's just me.
You gotta be careful. So,
yeah.
Games like this have to be careful.
Yeah. So, this is awesome. So, expect that on the 25th. Next, they introduce, starting, what was it? I think it's tomorrow. So we're recording today on 12/21. I think it's tomorrow. The Daring Droid or the R2 event is back.
Oh, so when the podcast becomes available.
Yeah, when the podcast loads.
So today,
unless you're hacked into our feed, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. It will be out there. It's 1 day and 3 hours from right now. So, but what? One change they did is they're adding the mythic event. Like they did for BB-8, they're adding the mythic event to the Daring Droid, which is going to be interesting.
And it doesn't say here when the mythic event starts.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Hero's Journey, which we'll get into in a second, has a date, but the mythic event doesn't have one.
I'm just trying to see where the calendar is.
Yeah, I'm going to look in events in the game right now, see if it's in there. Oh, here we go. 1 day, 3 hours.
Yeah, that's when the event starts. But when does Mythic start?
Yeah, that's when it is. You gotta remember I have 7-star R2, so. It says Mythic Daring Droid event starts in 1 day, 3 hours.
I guess I didn't even think to look at that. So, alright, awesome sauce. So we both had kind of the same thought before is how is this the mythic event going to work this time? Because if I remember correctly, you had what, 6 or 7 characters you went up against in the final fight.
So I guess we're going to see, it's kind of the same way where the first tier is going to be like, this is the same event we played, like, so Empire versus R2 and his buddies. And then the second event, we get to use whoever we want to. And then the third one, we have to use Rebels and R2. It's going to suck for me.
Now, so Rebels, what Rebels did we face off against? I mean, it's been so long. When we faced off against, obviously, R2, Leia. Yeah, right.
Well, now here's the thing. You didn't see last time. Pretty much, it was Resistance in First Order. You got to use whoever for Resistance.
Not just veterans
or anything like that, so...
Okay. So if you can just use Rebels, that's fine. I mean, I got CLS. YOLO.
Yeah.
I got
Solo, Han Solo, and,
If I've learned one thing about this game, it's... If all else fails... Just throw CLS at it. It generally works.
To not use CLS. I lose every time.
You're you're also the guy who thought that Resistance wasn't that good.
Yeah, they're still not that good.
No, you shut your mouth. You actually said last week that they were good in territory battles.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, what else do you need? They can solo a phase. So let's see here. So that will be coming back, and this is a precursor. So wait, hold on. Back to this event, Mythic event. What are the prizes again? Because I, like you said, I wasn't there for the BBA.
Did they include the prizes for this one? I don't know if they're going to be similar or not.
Like, they haven't on the content update. In the game, they have potency mods, tenacity mods, and then, like, gear 12 salvage listed as rewards. So, I mean, it looks like it should be about the same as the BB-8 event, if I remember correctly.
Hmm. Okay.
All purple mods too. So
yeah. I guess it's gonna be the same rewards. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got planned.
Should be interesting. Well, we'll find out in 1 day and 3 hours.
I wonder if I can go into achievements, if they have an achievement up for it. And
did they have an achievement for the BB-8? Mythic event?
Not the droid you're looking for. Complete tier 3 of the Daring Droid Mythic event. It's 1 million credits. That's pathetic. I don't care about that at all.
So, alright, hold on. So, complete tier 3 of the Daring Droid Mythic event rewards 1 million credits.
Mm-hmm.
Complete tier 3 of the Pieces and Plans Mythic event, the BB-8 event?
Yeah.
Get 3 Zetas.
Yeah, I'm like, can I get that reward again?
Yeah, I'm like, can we flip-flop? I want to flip-flop.
Yeah, I want to redo. Can I re-roll? Can I re-roll that?
Yeah. So, but that's all starting in 1 day, 3 hours. So,
yep.
We should be good there. Now, I was saying this is a precursor for the CLS. Event that's coming on the 28th. Everyone was very excited that when he came back, or when he got announced.
Well, most of us were.
Well, yeah, most of us were. Everyone who's in a shard right now, and you're like, oh, more CLS are going to be coming into the shard. No! That is what's going to happen. There's going to be a giant influx of CLS teams. Which...
Well, and it's funny, too, because, you know, you see new CLS teams pop in, and then even, like, people in the shard chat will fall out with the CLS team to, like, 50s overnight now.
Yep. Like, my shard right now is I end at 1 or 2, depending on how we work our payout for that hour, and then both of us will wake up in the high 30s, low 40s. We're like, well, nothing we can do, because it's literally everyone in our shard chat falls 30 to 40 spots a night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Commander Luke is coming back the 28th. Do you remember when we had the first CLS? Was that September?
August.
Oh, yeah, it was August. I forgot the running joke. August. So...
They're taking August back, and now they're taking December, too.
Right? Like, hey, we're going to have two, you know, heroes journeys. Two heroes journeys in the same month. So, yeah, you will need Farm Boy Luke, Princess Leia, Stormtrooper Han, Old Ben, and R2-D2. Now, I mean, if you've been playing the game and listening to podcasts about it, you've known this, and you better have been farming those 5 characters.
If you're not farming those 5 characters and you say you can't get it, you didn't get it the second time around because you didn't have the characters, that's your fault.
Yeah, because they are all real easy to get. The only semi-difficult one is getting the Empire up in time for R2.
Even then, it's
even then, easy. But it's you have slim pickings with Empires to farm. So that's the only thing, but it's not really a thing. So that will be coming back. Now, my recommendation is, I remember doing this event, Gear 8 works across the board. You really don't need higher than that, but you just need to have good mods on them. So
yeah, there's times where it gets a little dicey, but you're fine.
Mm-hmm. So that will be coming back on December 28th, lasting, and I think it's like a week. Let me look. It goes from December 28th to January 3rd. So that should be coming out. And then, let's see here. Next event we have is, or next thing coming up, is the limited time Chromium changes. Now, this is a weird one. So, all drops on Chromium packs have been increased from 10 to 12 shards per card to 15 shards per card. This, I mean, for someone like you, Coleman, this is not a big deal to you, because all the shards you'd get from this would be shard shot currency.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think this
there's
will...
A few I could use in there, like, there's a little murder bear in there I don't have, but I don't care about him.
Yeah, it's not worth the crystals to have a chance at that.
Yeah, isn't, what's her face?
That narrows it down completely for me.
Mother Talzin.
Yep, they are in there. So you could go after them that way. Old school, mm-hmm. like old school Rex farming. You could do that.
Hmm. Well, started today, and they're since. Should I?
Well, the thing is it's not just the ones that guarantee. It's like the single packs too.
Yeah. Now what I'm saying is, you know, I have a. I made a little mistake earlier this week.
Yes, you did make a mistake earlier this week, and what would this mistake be?
I pocket bought a vault.
Which is how many crystals?
15,000.
Okay, so I think you owe it to our listeners to on air open up.
Can I just buy the light side pack on air?
Nope, you're going to buy both.
No.
Yes, I've decided this. It has been decided. So you are going to buy the Chromium Mega Pack on air for 2,500 crystals.
I don't want to do this.
Yes! Use your Christmas spirit.
But...
You have to test it out. I mean, it's only fair to test it out on air.
Okay.
Alright. There we
go. Okay.
So, Chromium Mega Pack.
Bye. Okay. So, 8 characters, shards, character. Okay. Oh, hey, I got Greedo. 15 shards.
There you go.
Okay, I needed him. Savage, Shard Shop. Veteran Han Solo, 15, Shard Shop. Then there, what's the next guy? Snow Trooper, 15, Shard Shop.
Alright.
Sabine, full character. Then, Ahsoka Tano.
Which one?
Full character. Fulcrum.
Oh.
So, I don't give a crap about her. Then it is Princess Leia, full character. Don't care about her, shard shop currency. And then, Cad Bane, full character.
Ooh. Hey, you at least got characters you didn't have fully.
I have a Gear 12 Cad Bane.
Yeah, but you don't have Fulcrum Ahsoka at 7 stars.
I don't care about her, though.
Hey, this is a game of collection. Deal with it.
She is rebel scum.
Aw. Is she? Yeah, she is Rebel. She should be Phoenix, but that's besides the point. But you got 15 shards instead of 10 to 12, right?
Yeah.
See? That's more shard shop currency for you.
Yeah. Not like I can't just go into the Cantina store or Galactic War store.
I don't feel bad about pressuring you into buying that at all. So, deal with it. Okay. So that is for a limited time only, the chromium changes. Chromiums are, if you're a gambler, I honestly, every once in a while, it's not the worst thing to do. Gamble on it. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it does not, but that every once in a while you get that full Mother Talzin and you'll be like, this was totally worth 2,500 crystals.
Yeah, I mean, I paid 1,200 crystals for an unmasked Kylo pack and got 245 shards, so I was like, I'm buy the rest now.
Yeah. My name's Coleman.
Yeah.
So, alright, the next update, Imperial Retaliation Platoon's update. So, the Wampa has joined, I think this is the first time they pre-warned us. So the Wampa has joined the ranks of Imperial Retaliation Platoons. So Wampa will be in platoons, people.
All I gotta say is, great job on telling us before it happened.
Yes.
But...
boo.
Really?
Boo.
Who has... if it shows up in 6 or 7 star, who the hell has a Wampa at 6 or 7 star already?
Like, we're already not completing any platoons. We're just seeing effort to platoons at this point.
Yeah, because like... we have pretty much no dark side characters after platoons. It's just like, oh god.
Yeah. You're like, alright, I need your 7 star shore trooper. No. He's vital to, like, any team I want to do. So...
and it's like, crap. It's like, I'm not looking forward to the day I've got to give up my silencer. I'm like, but...
but I want to use them.
It's so good.
So...
all I do is just use Thrawn's basic and just click on silencer the entire time.
So this is kind of a conundrum. So, the way they worded this is the Wampa has joined the ranks of the Imperial Retaliation Platoons. But then it says, muster your forces and bring your Wampa to battle in order to destroy the Rebels. Well, you can't use him to destroy the Rebels if you put him in platoons.
No, but I do like the way... I do love the way it's worded just because it says, muster your forces, bring your Wampa to battle in order to destroy the Rebels and remove their blight from the galaxy. Like,
I chose to leave that out. So. So that should be coming up, and even though they warned us, I'm sure Reddit will lose their mind over it.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but again, great job on telling us before it happens.
Yes, I appreciate that. So it's not better. A blindside.
It's getting better.
Yep. So, next up, whole bunch of changes to packs and bundles. So we're going to be going through these. Some kind of quick, some not. So, they revamped the ability materials pack. So, to prepare for the latest territory battles with a revamped ability materials pack, this limited time pack will grant at least 9 omegas and 20 purple mats, and may grant up to 25 omegas and 50 purple mats. This pack will be available on Christmas.
All I've got to say is, all you have to do is just say ability material pack is back.
Revamped.
And they sold me. And
revamped.
They sold. At this point, I don't care. It's the ability materials pack. It's the best pack in the game.
Yep. Now, this is, obviously, I don't know how long it's going to last. If it's like, just on Christmas or...
it might just be...
a Christmas, like, special pack. Which I'm fine with. You know.
Yeah.
So look for that on December 25th. Bundles. So the Dark Side Starter Bundle, which you need to buy if you haven't yet, $4.99, over 100 shards. The Jedi Starter Bundle and the Rancor Raid Strategy Bundle without CLS, so it doesn't matter, have now been moved to Progression Bundles and will now unlock for players who progress to the following level. So the Dark Side Starter Bundle unlocks after progressing to level 12. Jedi unlocks after 16, and Rancor unlocks after 23.
That's fair. I think it's 23 fairly fast.
I think that's to kind of put a kibosh on Smurf accounts a little. Like people who start one, drop $4.99, see what free Chromium they get, and then leave.
Yeah.
I mean, other than that, I don't know if it's that big of a deal. So, that all should be going out. So, they added some new bundles, though. They added, you know how we had the Dark Side Starter Bundle? Well, now we have the Light Side Starter Bundle. And this is another one that Coleman will be buying on air.
Because
it is, and I've actually already bought it. Otherwise, I would be buying it on air, too. So what you get is you get 30 Clone Wars Chewy Shards, 20 Clone Sergeants, 20 Jedi Consular Shards, and 50 Stormtrooper Han Shards. Plus 200 crystals, 200,000 credits, 100 tickets.
I got some of my crystals back from that mega pack bundle.
Yep. See, there you go. Like, this is an insane pack. Just buy it. Even
and it
if you have
to 1350 shard shop currency.
Even if it converts like it did for Coleman, this is an insane value pack. Along with the dark side.
I have yet to complete my Clone Wars Chewie.
I refuse to farm him.
Yeah, if it's going to keep giving us free shards, I'm not going to touch
him. Yeah, so 3 a year will take.
Hold on. He's now 6-star because of that pack.
Ooh, I think I actually am ahead of you. I'm 40 of 100 on him.
I'm 3 of 100 now.
So I will... I only have 60 shards left. Man, you should step up your game. I'm that much better than you.
Here's the problem, though. He's light side. And there's a better version of him as an older Ewok. Or if you get it.
Ba-dum-bum. Alright, so we highly recommend buying that. You can only buy it once, and this bundle is available as of right now, and you have to be level 8 or higher to buy it. So, to do the Jedi Starter Bundle, this is the same bundle they've had for a while.
Which Coleman will not be buying.
Because you've already bought it?
I will just not be buying it.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to force him to buy every pack. So, the Jedi Starter, Dark Side Starter Bundle, and the Rancor Strategy Bundle have all stayed the same that we previously talked about, except you have to be a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next one, this is where we start getting into interesting bundles. So, you know, Coleman, how, like, CG likes to do... Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. This is what you should.
Nudge, nudge.
This is what you should be probably working on. I think this is their wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, the special Boba Fett holiday bundle. So, first things first. This offer is available via the pop-up ad only, and it's not in the store. So you cannot go and find this in the store. You have to click on it in the pop-up. In order to access this offer, tap on the pop-up when it appears, and it will reappear once per day for players who have not purchased the bundle. So if you accidentally X out, then, you know, you're out of luck. You're not out of luck. It will show up the next day. So this bundle contains 80 Boba Fett shards, and it just says crystals, credits, and training droids. No amount, no nothing. You can only purchase it once, and it's available starting December 24th.
Chewy shards?
No Chewy shards with this one.
Oh.
I'm interested to see how much this is. What would be your guess?
I'm going to go $9.99.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that, like, maybe $15.99, depending on crystals and credits.
Okay.
But this is definitely one of those hints that they give out. Like, Boba Fett, you know, we're offering you shards on Boba Fett. Maybe you should start farming bounty hunters. wink, wink.
Not that you
nudge,
shouldn't have
nudge.
Been doing that anyway. But.
Oh, yeah, no, no, no. Well, you should, but screw that event. I'm sorry. I got wrecked again on that one.
So since we're talking about bounty hunters, since the last Dark Side Territory battles, and I realized I need to work on my bounty hunters a little bit, I worked on them.
And? How is it working?
It's easy now. It went from impossible to easy.
I mean, what gear levels?
Okay, so before I had, you know, Boba was gear 11, obviously, because it's Boba. Let's see. Cad Bane was gear 11, Dengar was gear 7, IG-88 was gear 10, and Sam was gear 7. Now, you know, Boba Fett is gear 12, gear 11 again, still. Cad Bane is gear 12, Dengar is gear 10, IG-88 is gear 10, and Sam is gear 9.
Okay.
I will say, with Boba Fett leader maxed, just make all their potency, you know, 60, 65-ish, and it gives them an incredible health boost.
That's one thing I just don't get into. I don't remod.
I had to. Like, I was wondering how big the health boost would be, and it's huge.
Alright, I mean, I don't want to spend the time, like, switching around. It's a me thing.
I get it. It's time consuming.
Yeah. So, I want to get to that level with bounty hunters, but without them being viable in literally anything else, they take the back burner to, like, so much.
Yeah. They've taken my back burner. I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I'm slowly working through my dark side characters. I'm quite proud of my dark side character progression. But bounty hunters are not proud of it. So, like you said, Boba Fett, I already have him up because of his ship. See, this is how you get people to gear up those bounty hunters. Give more of them ships. People will gear them up, like, instantly. If you give Cad Bane a ship. Not Cad Bane, Zam Wessel. Or Dengar, or you know what I mean? Give them ships, they'll level them up right away. So, depending on the price, I recommend this for $9.99 just to get the 80 shards and the crystals credits, but also take it as the start working on bounty hunters. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, next bundles, and this is where we get into the CG festive spirit. If we weren't in the festive holiday ho-ho-ho spirit before, we are now. So, the next bundle is the holiday 25% bonus crystal bundle. You could have used this when you pocket bought 100.
Shut up.
Sorry. So, note
that. Damn you, pockets.
So, note that this offer is available, again, via the pop-up ad only and not in the store. So, in order to access this offer, tap on the pop-up when it appears. This offer will reappear occasionally for players who have not purchased the bundle. So, this bundle contains 25% more crystals compared to the normal store bundle. Just like any other crystal bonus event we've really had. It works the same way. Except now you can't go to the crystal store and get it. You have to do it in a pop-up ad. I'm assuming all of this is because this is going to be a small... Honestly, it's because, right, I may be completely wrong in programming, but most of the people at CG are probably going to be gone for Christmas, so they don't want to put in an update to put this in and also have an update to take it out. You could put this bundle in there as a pop-up and not have anybody have to worry about it. I may be completely wrong, and I probably am, but this makes the most sense. Like, this way, like, people don't have to be at, you know, at the office working on, okay, we need to implement this today on Christmas Eve, so we need to push this out. Or they can just put a pop-up ad in a couple days before to trigger at some point. So that's why I think it is like that for the pop-up ad instead of in the story. So, you there, Coleman?
Oh, I muted myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. I was like, where'd my... I wasn't like, oh, Coleman's not here. I'm like, oh, where's my Christmas music?
I know you miss me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, totally. But yeah, so I mean, I'll be buying the $100 pack probably when this comes out. Get myself 15,000 more crystals to spend on shards. Yeah,
shards.
Then I may get Nihilus up to 7 stars if I buy this.
Eventually.
Yeah. So the next one are the ones that intrigue you the most, Coleman, actually.
Yeah.
So the first one, I'll let you go over this because you know more about these.
All right. The Gear 12 Holiday Bundle, a.k.a. the Mark 12 Armatech Multi-Tool. Gear 12 pieces are now available for purchase for the first time ever. Pick up this extremely rare bundle and outfit your best characters with the Mark 12 Armatech Multi-Tool, one of the most powerful pieces of gear in the cantina. This also includes credits, training droids, and some bonus crystals. The bundle content will include credits 250,000 training droids, 4-star, 50 of them, and 250 crystals.
Okay.
And this bundle will be available December 25th with a maximum purchase of 1. And a minimum level requirement, 85.
Okay. I have questions about this bundle. What do you get? Do you just get a full multi-tool?
Yep.
Or do you get the salvage to make a multi-tool?
No, you get the fully crafted piece.
You do get the... Alright, so it says Gear 12 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
This is only one piece.
Yep.
Pieces is plural.
Yeah.
So are we going to get more than one?
Could be. Doesn't say how many we get.
Yeah, it just says Gear 12 pieces are now available for purchase.
Yep.
So do we get, if we get more than one multi-tool, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Now, what's your best guess on the price for this? If it is only one, let's say, because odds are it's only one.
I'm still going $9.99.
$9.99? Yeah, I can see that. I don't think they'd charge. I mean, $19.99 is too much.
Yeah,
for a multi-tool.
Yeah,
because you could buy the crystals for that and buy a multi-tool.
Like not really, because you need guild event tokens for that.
Oh yeah.
So there's no way to get crystals for guild event tokens.
Oh, true. And you can't buy Gear 12 stuff, but okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you can buy the Gear 11 to 12 pieces, but not the actual Armatech gear.
Okay. But I still think $19.99 is a bit much for one piece of gear.
Right.
But I could see $19.99. Anything over $19.99 would probably be ludicrous.
Yeah.
So, we got that coming. I will, unless it's crazy overpriced, I'll be buying this. I don't even know who I'll put it on. I
know who I'm putting on already.
Okay, Imperial Probe Droid?
Cruise.
Okay.
Kylo Ren Unmasked.
Okay, you mean... Sorry, no, I can't talk about this. God damn it.
Yep.
Next episode.
Yep.
We'll can't talk about Unmasked Kylo. Son of a... Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
So, alright. I will not be putting it on Unmasked Kylo, as I have him at 2 stars, or 3 stars, gear 1. I will probably put it on Thrawn.
That's good. Yeah, because it'll help his capital ship, too.
Yeah, it'll help his capital ship, and he's the one I think will be sticking around in the meta for the longest. Over CLS or R2 even. So, yeah, I'll put it on Thrawn.
Yeah, and he's stuck around the actual arena meta for a long time, too, now.
I'm just over here singing Christmas.
Do I need to turn it down?
No. I mean, you can if you want, but I enjoy it.
So you can still hear me and all that? It's not
Oh, yeah. I can still hear you fine. Okay. I just am like, oh, have a lovely weather first lay around together with you.
Okay.
So, the next bundle, I'll let you go over this one.
Gear 12 Mega Bundle. 4 Gear 12 pieces. Gear 12 pieces are now available for purchase for the first time ever. Pick up this extremely rare bundle and outfit your best characters with the extremely powerful gear. Includes 4 fully crafted Gear 12 pieces, as well as credits, training droids, and some bonus crystals. So, the bundle contents include a Mark 12 Armatech Multi-Tool, a Mark 12 Armatech Armor Plating, a Mark 12 Armatech Med Pack, a Mark 12 Armatech Visor, credits, training droids, and crystals.
Whew.
I'm buying this.
Yeah. Now, all right. $39.99? That's the first thing.
$49.99
for 4 pieces of gear?
For 4 fully crafted Armatech gears.
Yeah. I don't know. $49.99 might be a bit steep. I could see it. It might be a bit steep. I'm thinking more on the, I just bought all these presents for people.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I mean, you'll probably pocket buy this before you even realize it's in the game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll probably buy this too. Who am I kidding? I'll buy this.
Yeah. I know. Let me see. So if you can give me a hand here.
Okay. What am I looking up?
As a checklist.
All right.
So I'm gonna click him or it. So visor, that's in the pack, right?
Yep.
Armor plating.
Yep.
Med pack.
Yep.
With this pack, I will have a fully maxed out Imperial Probe droid.
Ooh. I will have a fully maxed out Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just see here. Wonderful Christmas time. All right.
So,
God, I don't even know. The med pack, I don't think I'll have any other fully. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have any other fully crafted ones.
Do you have beer? No, you don't have beer secret 12. What about Palpatine?
Nope.
Oh?
Nope. I only have 7 gear 12s.
Colonel Stark.
He's gear 8.
I suck.
Well, I don't have him.
Director Krennic.
He is on his way to gear 12.
He has a med pack.
Okay.
So he gets beefier.
Yeah. Why would I have Stark at gear 12?
Because he's Stark and he's amazing.
How would I do that? I'm not spending the money on that.
Okay. But yeah, think about it. But from my point of view, Imperial Probe Droid, you already want him dead. And he just got a lot tankier.
But do you want him tankier?
Yes.
Don't you want him to take a little bit of damage?
No.
No? Okay.
The real strategy is actually using his detect and with his unique Zeta.
Okay. I guess I would have to have him to play around with him. And after trying to attempt the special mission, I am not going to have him for a long, long time.
Because he's going to get, what is it, over 7,700 extra health, then 85 extra armor and 60 resistance, and 110 strength, so that's even more health.
Nice. Okay, so we have those coming. That's also available only on December 25th, I'm assuming. Like, it's December 25th.
Yeah,
so
December 25th. I'm assuming, it doesn't say through, so I'm assuming just December 25th is the date.
Yeah, these are Christmas specials.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
This.
And then one more bundle, and this is one, and I don't know if I remember this, but it's the Journey Begins bundle. It is the CLS pre-bundle. And it's power up on New Hope characters and get them ready for Heroes Journey.
I know how to make you remember this.
Okay.
The Obi-Wan Kenobi pack.
Yeah. All right.
The one that everybody bought, pretty much.
Yep. And it was like, what, $9.99?
Something like that, but it was like probably the most bought pack in this game.
Yeah. So you're going to get bundles for Farm Boy Luke, Obi-Wan, Princess Leia, and Stormtrooper Han to help you get CLS. Mm-hmm. And this is available starting December 28th, so the day the CLS event starts.
Right.
So, if you need help with any of those, I mean, honestly, you're probably just buy the Kenobi. The rest are super easy to get. So, that will do it for, like, the content stuff. Now, there's other changes. One major bug fixed.
Death Trooper, the taunt effect from Deathmark inflicted by Terminate will no longer incorrectly linger after Deathmark expires. Yes!
Okay, that is not what I'm talking about.
Yes, it is.
It is 100% not.
That's huge to me, though. That is, like, the biggest bug fix ever.
Okay, I was going with they fix the iOS crash.
There's an iOS crash?
Yeah. So, I don't know if you've had this, but so there was an issue affecting iOS users where sometimes it would cause the game to crash upon initial loading into the game. So, this has been fixed. So, the new client will automatically download to your device unless you have automatic downloads disabled. If you automatic updates disabled on your device, you will need to navigate the SWGRH game within the iOS App Store and select the update option to manually update your client. Basically, when there was an update, your game would crash. I mean, I had it crash every time I was doing an update. So, this is great. Awesome. Less crashing. Less crashing, the better. And that whole Death Trooper thing.
Just read over the characters real fast.
All right, so Ahsoka Tano, Fulcrum Ahsoka, that. Preservance will no longer incorrectly dispel healing immunity inflicted by PT Ray. Because you can't get rid of that. Oh, that's like a, I can dispel everything. Well, hold my beer. PT Ray. So, BB-8, fix an issue that could cause Roll with the Punches Zeta upgrade to fail to call an assist. This is the one that they were talking about, that Dave was talking about last week, I believe.
Yeah.
So that
was like he counters?
Yeah, something like that. Or like when he counters, he wasn't calling in an assist or something like that. I don't run with BB-8. I don't even have him unlocked, so... But I think this is what Dave was talking about. So then the Death Trooper one you mentioned.
Yep. Okay, so Death Trooper, we're going to go over it again. Just to make
okay.
sure everyone knows.
Fine.
It's big. This is really, really big. So Death Trooper, the taunt effect from Deathmark inflicted by Terminate will no longer incorrectly linger after Deathmark expires. So this was back where, like, if you inflicted Deathmark on the tank during the Hat Raid, you couldn't target anything else once it got back up and Deathmark expired. You could still only taunt the tank or the B2 or the rocket trooper.
Okay.
So, this is big. This is really, really, I'm super excited.
Sure. We'll go with that. Then the next one is going to be Hermit Yoda. So, AI-controlled Hermit Yoda will now prioritize strength flows from the force over master's protection. So an AI fix. Basically.
For once.
Alright.
Hey, wait. Where's my Stark AI fix?
Well, considering so few people have him, I don't think it's high on their priority list.
So many people use him.
Well, yeah, because we kind of have to.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you want the AI to use his scan all wavelengths first instead of Blizzard 4 Barrage?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
All right, fair enough.
This,
fine.
This must happen.
All right. It will happen eventually. Eventually.
It needs to happen now.
Okay. Not that important. Like we're moving on.
It's new meta important.
Okay. It's not new meta. All right.
Yes, it is.
So Mother tells him, turn meter gain from the Great Mother will now function correctly during the first wave of battle. All right. PT Ray, Insight Zeta upgrade will now correctly grant foresight at the start of encounters beyond the first. Okay. Guild events, Hoth Rebel Officer, fixed bug where the character gained foresight at incorrect times. Edited icons in the details tab, blah, blah, blah. Let's get to the important part. What's ahead? This is
the price for treason.
Yes. And this is one of the best ones they've had because, all right, the price for treason, everyone has an opinion on what this could mean. Because it could mean like five or six different people.
Yep.
And there's no clear cut.
I'll let you go first.
All right. So my first thought was Finn, new Finn.
And episode 8 Finn.
Yes. The reason behind this, and I think that is probably the odds on favorite. If I was a gambling man, this is what I would put money on. Because, one, he did commit treason in episode 7. New Finn also ties into the new movie that just released, so we're probably in the Last Jedi cadence of released characters. Another three would be they teased Finn coming to the game, new Finn coming to the game last week, I think on like the 14th. So all that adding up, probably odds on favor it's going to be Finn. But what fun would it be if we ended it with that? Yeah. So Coleman, who was your first thought?
First thought, when I first read this, First Order Executioner.
Okay, why?
Oh, that's kind of a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, nope. We're not talking about that.
Nope.
Not going to talk why, but, yep. All right.
You forgot that's kind of a spoiler for my thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not a spoiler to name it. But
no. I have two others that could possibly be it.
All right.
Overall, I think it's going to be a First Order character. The First Order character we kind of all want. I think it's going to be either Executioner, a Spear Phasma, or General Hux.
Okay, so you're going full on dark side thinking with this.
Yes. Would you know me any better?
True. I thought you could... Okay. My number two, and this just came up today to me, is someone in the Shattered Order Discord feed mentioned it. And I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. But is... It could... Is this a spoiler?
Wait, what would you say?
Would this be a spoiler naming a character in the movie? But we already know who the character is. Okay, so Benicio del Toro plays a character named DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the price he's about, he plays a bounty hunter.
No, I wouldn't say he's a bounty hunter, he's more of a scoundrel.
A scoundrel. But that could, this just popped into my head is... It could work into, if he could be classified as bounty hunter, he could be a new one that ties into the wink wink nudge nudge Boba Fett.
Yeah, he could be.
I mean, this is like one of those less than 1% chance of actually being true, but if it is true, I will never let anyone live it down that I got this right.
Yeah, because it'll be the only time you're right.
Shut your mouth. I am right constantly in my own mind.
Yep, keep your thoughts there. How about that?
But, alright, I still think it's Finn. I think it could be Hux. Who was the, in episode 7, who was the trooper that faced off against Finn outside Maz Kanata's?
FN-2189? FN-2199?
Because didn't he say something? Because he didn't, alright, didn't he say something about treason to him or, like, turning his back?
He shouted out traitor.
Could also be him.
Yeah, I would love him in the game because there's a little bit of backstory to that. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I it's a long shot, but this is the only one for a while that I remember. It wasn't like the last one was CLS. Well, that clue was obvious. The one before that was Rey. That one was kind of obvious. This one, not even remotely close to obvious.
No. This one, it's like, it's got... Hey, it could even be, what was it? A friend of mine sent me something where it was a, something on Amazon that said Praetorian. Like, as in the Praetorian Guard. And the description is the price of treason.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be another of the Last Jedi character into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Praetorian not spoilers. Guard. Not spoilers.
Nope. We all know about Praetorian Guards.
Yep. There's toys out there of them.
Yep. They're if you haven't seen them by now, you know, wow. Congratulations for really not doing anything associated with the movie.
Yeah. Like, way to avoid the internet for like a week and a half.
For like a year and a half.
So, it could be anything. I'm excited to see what it is. I'm assuming we won't hear anything else about it till closer to the new year after that. Which I'm fine with. There's, you know, CG, you've done good this year. Take some time off.
Yep.
Celebrate Christmas with your families.
You're getting better.
Mm-hmm. The communication levels have been much better. So, take a week off, then come back and give us everything we want. Everything.
Just General Hux. Shut up.
You know who it could be. You know who was a treasonous bastard in the Clone Wars and in Rebels?
I thought we were done with this.
No. It could be Hondo.
Or, you know what? There goes your Christmas music now.
It could be Hondo. It could be a Christmas miracle.
Your Christmas music is gone now.
It's a Christmas miracle.
You notice how I stopped playing Christmas music?
But it's a Christmas miracle, and it could be Hondo.
No. You just got your music privileges taken away.
Why do you hate Hondo so much? He's dark side.
Is he, though? I don't know
anymore. Yeah, I think he's dark side. He's not light side. That's for sure. Like, are bounty hunters and scoundrels light side? Not all of them.
But, yeah, there's a lot of scoundrels light side.
Yeah, well, there's, like, two. Well, there's a lot light side, but, like, 90% of them are frickin' Han Solos.
Yeah.
So, but, alright, yeah, it could be Hondo, even. I like this.
No, cannot be Hondo.
Bring Hondo into the game. Yes. Okay. Right. So I think that's about it for the content updates.
Yep. And like we said, this is going to be our last episode of the year.
Because Coleman's getting arrested right now.
Every episode, without fail.
Like, do you live arrested. In? Like, are do you live in Compton?
No.
Like, is there a Compton neighborhood of Honolulu?
Chinatown.
Okay. Do you have bars on your windows?
No.
Oh. Maybe you should invest...
Why would I have bars on my windows? I live on the 13th floor.
I don't know. Have you ever seen Spider-Man? People can climb buildings.
If someone's got Spider-Man powers, I'm just like, take it. We're good.
All right, fair enough. But yes, we will not have another episode for the rest of the year. Yep. Because I will be on vacation. But I will let Coleman talk about what we have coming at the beginning of the year.
So our first episode of the beginning of the year, I'm super excited about, because it's going to be a Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes dash our thoughts and reviews on The Last Jedi. But along with that, did you want to jump in and tell them the other news?
Well, all right, we're going to have two guests join us. We're not going to tell you who. We will have two special guests with us, so there will be five of us. And it will not just be a review of the movie. It is also going to be we are going to make wish lists. We are going to figure out and talk and make a list, each one of us, what we want to see in the game in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Like our top five, as crazy as it sounds. I'm sure everyone can guess what one of mine will be. Cough, cough, Hondo. But we're going to come
really
up...
Is that a wish at this point now?
Yes.
As much as just complaining about it?
It will be a wish. I don't even care. Like, honestly, if they put Hondo into the game as a non-playable character, as, like, he was at one of the holotables, I'd be happy. So, yeah, we don't even need him as a playable character. I just want him in the game.
Okay.
But we will be coming up with our wish list for 2018. We will be going over the movie and anything we might have missed in the week that I will be day drinking and golfing and fishing for a week straight.
Good for you. I'll be working.
I'll send pictures. No?
Yeah, and I'll just send pictures right back for my review of my office.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I will be in Florida, so I'll at least have a nice weather like you.
Maybe.
But yeah, I think that will do it for our handy dandy Christmas episode.
Yep.
I hope you guys all enjoyed our wonderful Christmas music that I actually did not know about until Coleman started playing it, and I could not object to it at all. Go ahead.
So, happy holidays.
That was very well thought, Coleman. I like the dramatic pause at the beginning. You're like, what's his name from Futurama? The robot actor, Kelkulon. You're like Kelkulon from Futurama. The dramatic pause. But, as always, come join us on Discord for all our cheeky shenanigans. I will add our Discord link at the bottom of our show notes. And then...
And as Barney Stinson once stated...
Did you just Google Christmas lines?
And then, as far as our next episode goes, it's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. Legendary.
You just Googled that. I know you did.
What?
That line. I could hear you typing.
No, I didn't. I'm actually talking on our Discord channel.
Okay. All right. I thought you were Googling quick, like... Christmas movie lines.
No, I actually love How I Met Your Mother, so
okay.
I think it's a good show.
Alright, fair enough. Alright, all. Well, until 2018, everyone, have a great Christmas. Celebrate it with your families. Kiss your loved ones. Take care of everyone. Don't complain.
Well, if you're like me, go out to a bar and have a few drinks.
Go out, have a few drinks. You know... Don't get drunk and steal reindeer. You'll get arrested. So, but until then, have a good one, guys.